Hey, what's going on? This is Aaron Lutcher with the Aaron Advantage, and today is going to be the final video in the series I've been doing on some common questions that sellers ask when selling their home. So today, for the final phase of questions that I'm answering, I want to go through some of the common questions that come up during the transaction process once you get the home under contract or while you're still negotiating a contract. The first one that comes up pretty frequently is, what is a sale contingency? Now, the reason this one comes up frequently is right now we are in a very limited inventory market, so there's a lot of buyers who are thinking about purchasing a home, but they have a home to sell first. What's typically going to happen is two different options. There's a limited contingency and a first right contingency. Now, they're basically the same thing in most cases except for one big differentiating factor. So in a limited contingency, basically what that means is you're going to negotiate all the terms of the contract, the price, how many days they have for inspection, how many days they have for closing, financing, all of that stuff. The major difference there is the property gets to remain on the market for you to market it to other buyers. In a limited contingency at that point in time, once you have that deal all negotiated, we have to disclose that to other people who are looking in the market. But if another offer comes along that you're ready to accept, you can move forward with that purchase and let the previous offer know, hey, we really appreciate the offer that you gave us, but we've got a buyer who's ready to purchase without selling a home. The big difference between a limited and a first right contingency is, if that first right's in place, you have to go back to the first buyer and say, hey, we've got an offer we're willing to accept. You have 72 hours or 48 hours or 24 hours, whatever you've negotiated in there, to let us know if you're ready to remove your contingency and move forward with the purchase, or we're gonna sell it to this other person. Another question that comes up is, how should I respond to lowball offers? Now, since we're in a seller's market, most people think, oh, if I get a lowball offer, I'm just gonna go ahead and flat out reject it. Now, in my negotiating experience, that's not necessarily the best idea. Just because somebody throws out a lowball offer doesn't mean that they're not willing to come up. If I've got an offer on a table or on the table for one of my sellers, I always tell them it's not in your interest to let the ball die in your court. We have an offer. That means somebody is willing to purchase your home. We've just got to figure out if they're willing to purchase it at details that are acceptable to you. Make sure you give them a counter offer. Even if you're coming back super strong saying, hey, my last counter offer or the price that I'm offering is what I'm willing to accept, make sure you put it back in front of them. Don't ever be the person to say no. Let somebody else be the one to pull out, because you'll be surprised many times they're willing to come up a lot higher than you expect. Another question that comes up quite frequently is, after we've got everything negotiated, how does the inspection phase work? Well, if you're selling a home, the buyer's gonna have a specified time period that they have to have the home inspected and respond to you in writing. Now, we're never gonna know specifically when those inspections are gonna take place until we hear from the other side to let us know the inspector's coming. I always tell sellers during the inspection, it's a good idea to stay away from your house for about 3 hours or so, because that's about how long they're gonna take. That inspector is going to get on the roof, in the attic, check out all the HVAC, the plumbing, the electrical, all the stuff that are major components of the house to make sure that that buyer knows exactly what they're getting into. Now, as a seller, you're probably going to want to know as soon as possible everything that comes up, right? Well, that's not necessarily going to be the case. That inspection report is owned by the buyer. We may not see everything that is found. However, the buyer does have a legal obligation to give us an opportunity to respond to that inspection. So once they've got everything taken care of, their agent should be in touch within the next few days. It may take 3, 4, or 5 days. We don't really know specifically, because they're gonna sit down and they're gonna go through everything to make sure they can give that response back to you. This is another negotiation phase. You're not necessarily gonna have to fix everything, but there's some circumstances where you might. We're gonna take a look at everything to make sure that we can negotiate the best deal for everybody involved, to make sure that you know exactly what you're handing over to them, to make the buyers happy and willing to move forward with the purchase. Another question that comes up are, what are required repairs? Now, most people don't realize this, but during the inspection phase, that's not even necessarily something that has to take place. Inspections are not required for every single transaction. That's something that comes up all the time that a lot of my buyers and sellers don't know about. But there are certain types of financing that may have certain different required repairs. Every transaction is going to be different, so make sure that you know the type of financing your buyer's getting before you accept a contract, because that's going to let you know what kind of things you may look at for required repairs moving forward, especially if they're FHA, USDA, or VA buyers. Make sure that you talk to your agent before you accept any kind of contract to have an idea of what those required repairs might be before you even start looking at negotiations, because that's a good idea to know exactly what you might be getting into as far as costs go. Another thing that comes up quite frequently is, can you recommend service providers? And the answer is yes, I'm happy to do so. But ultimately, you're responsible for the choices that are made. The people that I recommend are people that I've done business with over the years. They're people that I'm willing to put my name on the line for to say, hey, these are people who have done great work for clients that I've worked with in the past. But just because I recommend them doesn't mean you have to use them. If you've got contractors that you've used before that you really like, go ahead and give them a call. You're more than welcome to choose any kind of service provider that you want. We're here to make the transaction process as smooth as possible, but if you've got people that you know, like, and trust, feel free to use them at any point in time. Finally, another question that comes up quite frequently during the transaction process is, what happens if the appraised value comes in low? Now, I've done another series on home valuations and appraisals before in the past, but the truth is there's a few different options that may come up if the appraised value comes in low. Sometimes the appraiser makes a mistake and we just have to do a quick review and get that taken care of. Sometimes the buyer is willing to come up with cash to pay the difference and everything's okay. Sometimes the seller is going to have to negotiate the price down to the appraised value to make sure that the deal gets closed, and sometimes those deals just fall apart. It's unfortunate, but it happens. Every situation's gonna be a little bit different, which is why you need someone in your corner with a lot of experience to let you know how we can transact or walk through that transaction to make sure you're taken care of and everybody comes out happy on the other side. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. I hope you've enjoyed some of these common questions about selling your home. If you have any additional questions, feel free to tweet me at Aaron Advantage.